Deuteronomy chapter 18. The priests, the Levites, and all the tribe of Levi, shall have no part nor inheritance with Israel. They shall eat the offerings of the Lord Jehovah made by fire, and his inheritance. Therefore they shall have no inheritance among their brothers. The Lord Jehovah is their inheritance, as he has said to them. And this shall be the priests' due from the people, from those who offer a sacrifice, whether it is ox or sheep, and they shall give to the priest the shoulder and the two cheeks and the stomach. The first fruit also of your corn, of your wine, and of your oil, and the first of the fleece of your sheep, you shall give him. Because the Lord Jehovah, your God, has chosen him out of all your tribes to stand to minister in the name of the Lord Jehovah, him and his sons forever. And if a Levite comes from any of your gates out of all Israel, where he lives, and comes with all the desire of his mind to the place which the Lord Jehovah shall choose, then he shall minister in the name of the Lord Jehovah his God, as all his brothers the Levites do, who stand there before the Lord Jehovah. They shall have the same portions to eat besides that which comes of the sale of his inheritance from his father. When you have come into the land which the Lord Jehovah your God gives you, you shall not learn to do after the abominations of those nations. There shall not be found among you anyone who causes his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or who uses divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or one who consults with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or one who calls to the dead. Because all who do these things are an abomination to the Lord Jehovah, and because of these abominations the Lord Jehovah your God drives them out from before you, you shall be perfect with the Lord Jehovah your God. Because these nations which you shall possess listen to observers of times and to diviners, but as for you, the Lord Jehovah your God has not allowed you to do so. The Lord Jehovah your God will raise up to you a prophet from the midst of you, of your brothers like me. To him you shall listen. According to all that you desire of the Lord Jehovah your God in Horeb in the day of the assembly, saying, "Let me not hear again the voice of the Lord Jehovah my God, neither let me see this great fire any more, that I may not die." And the Lord Jehovah said to me, "They have well spoken that which they have spoken. I will raise them up a prophet from among their brothers, like you, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I shall command him. And it shall come to pass, that whoever will not listen to my words which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him. But the prophet, who shall presume to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or that shall speak in the name of other gods, even that prophet shall die." And if you say in your heart, "How shall we know the word which the Lord Jehovah has not spoken?" When a prophet speaks in the name of the Lord Jehovah, if the thing does not happen, nor come to pass, that is, the thing which the Lord Jehovah has not spoken, but the prophet has spoken it presumptuously, you shall not be afraid of him.